Keep a $10 billion effort to fix veterans' health care is itself in need of repair. That is the conclusion of lawmakers, veterans, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Veterans Choice Program sounded good when Congress created it. The idea was to get care quickly by letting vets choose a doctor outside the VA system. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on what went wrong.
Military service is hard on the body. Never mind combat trauma, it's bad backs, wrecked knees, and worn ankles the VA treats more.
For me to walk just up and down the deck a couple times, by the time I'm done, my toes are starting to go numb. My ankles are starting to feel like somebody's wrapping a molten metal band around it.
Irvin Small did 10 years in the Navy.
And if I keep going, I lose all feeling in my feet.
Between the pain and the painkillers and all his medical appointments, it's been hard to get a job. Small lives with his mom in a split-level house in York, Pennsylvania. Driving makes his feet go numb, so his mom takes him to all his appointments.
Our house here is 50 miles from the Baltimore VA Medical Center and 45 miles from the Lebanon VA Medical Center.
The Choice Program is supposed to get local private health care for vets who live 40 miles away or who the VA can't see within 30 days. So when his VA doctor prescribed physical therapy and acupuncture last December, Small called the Vets Choice Program.
Thank you for calling the VA Choice Card Program. If you are a veteran, press or say 1.
1.
Then he waited for a call back.
Hello?
Good afternoon. My name is Tanya, member of the Health Med team, calling on a recorded line.
Small requested the appointment. They said he'd hear from them in 48 hours. He didn't, so he called back.
I do apologize for your wait, but you should hear from us during the week. If not, please call us back.
That's what I got told the last time I called.
Small started recording the calls after a few weeks of this. Now, remember, Congress created Vets Choice to fix this problem.
This bill is very targeted. It's focused specifically on fixing a short-term problem, which is how do we get veterans the care they deserve?
That was North Carolina Republican Richard Burr back in 2014, introducing what became the Bipartisan Veterans Choice Act. It gave $10 billion over 3 years for vets to get quick care outside the VA system. And this was Senator Burr last week, introducing the Bipartisan Veterans Choice Improvement Act to really do it this time.
The Veterans Choice Improvement Act will help veterans across America get the best health care we have to offer.
So what happened? Under the pressure of the scandals in 2014, Congress created this new system and gave the VA just 90 days to set it up. It was flawed, as VA Secretary Bob McDonald told the Senate this month.
We basically just outsourced customer service to the third-party provider. We would literally just give the veteran a phone number to call. And that's just not right.
That was the phone number that Navy veteran Irvin Small was calling and calling back again and again. Congress and VA now agree the system is so confusing that vets, doctors, and the VA itself can't use it well. Wait times have actually increased, though VA says that's because so many vets are using it. In the meantime, Irvin Small is in pain.
Yes, I'm considered 90% disabled by the VA. I'm not ready to say I'm done with life and sit and play on my computer for the next 40 years.
After waiting since last year, he got physical therapy in February. He finally got the acupuncture this week. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.